Two members of the family have been working on a duet.
You and the dog.
And those who recognize the tune are welcome.
Yes, I think I've heard
this. Hum or howl along, but anyway.
which member? I don't know. You think your duet partner's going to cooperate here?
I think so.
I finally identified the melody.
It was all Rusty's fault.
Nobody's going to want to go after a dog.
It's all downhill after that.
Yeah, who wants to go next?
Dogs and children, and that's what's upstairs.
Right.
Wait,
yeah,
so we play one piece per person, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This many people will be here a long time.
Especially at this rate.
Yeah, somebody better jump in.
Should we play?
Okay.
What do you want to play?
This cartel.
Okay.
You mean you have a choice now?
I was going to say, how much did I record?
Oh, we were running through lots of things.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I suppose.
I get one all by myself after this. This was Warren's turn.
Does someone else have a recorder?
That's what I hear.
Barbara has one.
We can play more.
Or do you have duet?
Okay, yeah,
we have a duet. You have a duet.
We have a duet.
Yeah, but mine is in the next.
Take it off of the table if you want. That's just for our college members of the family.
We'll come up with a compromise. Is that okay?
There's no compromise possible between our disciples.
I know. Tell
him
where you went. Oh, I don't have my music glasses on. Wait a minute, guys.
Uh-oh.
Sorry about this.
It's a very tedious stage of life. Yes, yes.
Real pain in the tail.
Absolutely.
Now what? You have the bifocals on and you both want to be in exactly the same spot. That's the problem.
Well, we should remember it, right? In fact, you can go.
I'll play along over here.
Okay. Are you ready?
No.
Can you see?
Pardon me, let's start over. Okay?
Okay.
Sound of the cuckoo in that? Is it cuckoo? The bird?
No? Well, it's Norwegian and it's fisherman's trill.
Oh.
So maybe it's a gull.
That's more like it.
That's the whale screamer.
Did you want to go next?
Yeah.
Notice you're collecting the music.
You can take it off if you want.
Well, sit up.
Give it up. You gonna play?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know where you're gonna play. Michael, why don't you play?
Trombone?
Maybe I could think of some.
Okay, Nicholas
has
it. Well,
hold up, you got a plus.
No, I don't know.
He's ready.
We're ready.
He's up, he's ready. He's rolling. He's playing.
No, I couldn't.
And it was great. Simple.
That was it.
That was one good note.
So it's a work in progress.
Go ahead, Ian.
It was like Ellsworth Snyder in this abstract music.
Minimalist
music. Oh, what? Is this something that we won't want to be sitting close for?
Just so you don't get a hit on the head.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Well, this isn't their music.
I know, well, where is
my phone? Oh, it's right here.
That's a nice profile. You got a camera?
Yeah. Does anybody want me to play
any?
Yes,
sure.
You bet.
Well, something that's in my book.
Give us some choices, preferably.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we like that
one. Yeah,
maybe
the
other one.
Skip to my little is okay. That sounded fine.
The one on the next page, though, is
nobody
better.
Can skip with a trombone.
When did he start playing?
Back there in the middle.
When did he start playing?
We're getting in the
chair.
Still
doing good. Okay.
I can't do that one. That doesn't sound good unless I have a band.
Well, we might just have it here.
Just skip to my Lou. That's got a good melody.
Yeah, I play one with this chocolate.
I'll try that.
What are you playing?
What are we doing?
Jingle Bells.
I'm doing Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells.
Okay.
It's too late.
It's too early.
It's too early. We're too early.
Okay, let me try. Let me kind of figure out. I'm not sure which notes.
I played.
Somebody play it.
Do we play for you on piano?
Lots of helpers.
D. It's a D. It's a D? What?
He may be
reading
the D, but you're not.
Thank you.
Person before. Well, she may be smart if you only do that much. You've done perfect. People assume that if you've done the whole thing, it would have been good.
I'm going to dedicate this to Les Lyons. Les Lyons, when he was trying to raise money for El Salvador, tried to get the first society interested in raising money for El Salvador. And finally, in frustration, he says, that place is just a refuge for tired sopranos. So, this is my refuge, thank you. With good memories of Les. I'm going to do Blind Mother's Aria from La Gioconda. And the story is that this woman has a daughter who's named La Gioconda. And the daughter has a man who's a real ugly man. He's a traitor, and he's interested in her daughter. And so he figures if he can cause some kind of threat to the mother, he can use that as leverage for getting the daughter. And anyhow, it gets into all kinds of love triangles. Turns out the person who saves the mother is the daughter's rival for some other man, and so that complicates the whole story. Anyhow, the mother's just been saved from this ugly man, and so this is the mother's song, thanking
the daughter's. The women wanted the daughter, not the mother.
They wanted the daughter, not the mother. And this is the mother's song, thanking the
soprano.
Yeah, the daughter's rival for.
Wait, are you singing it too?
Saving her.
Are you singing too?
Yeah. With less lion spirit inside of me, I'll try. Okay.
Thank you.
slightly flatter. I can get behind them. And ordinarily, I shudder at them.
I think Niccolo and Ian are going to go downstairs. And the other kids are going to go downstairs.
He has to play first.
And then we're going to go downstairs.
Then we get it.
And then you could close the dog in down.
Why would you want to close me downstairs?
This is a send-off to Japan, I understand.
Mm-hmm. What?
This is a this is a Japanese folk song.
Seventh position.
Thank you.
in the companies.
Is that, is the, Lolita, is the accompanying move, is that to make it sound like that the Japanese instrument?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because it really sounds like the piano.
That piece, by the way, is in the first one.
Yeah.
It is. Cherry blossoms.
Yeah, cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms.
Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah.
A nice spring piece of music.
Yeah, that's kind of how they go next.
Sure.
You'll have to pardon me for being nervous.
Oh, yes, an original again.
Last Sunday we had a very moving program at Prairie, which was a young Japanese woman who presented a slide tape of the tapestries which were done depicting the victims of Hiroshima, and afterwards I was rather distressed, and I just had to go out for a walk. I just couldn't calm down, and I went home and put something together in a little piece of music, and took it over that night and played it for her, and she said she would take it to the artists who did the tapestry and present it to them. Yeah,
they're watercolors, aren't they?
Watercolor panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, panels, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big watercolor panels. So this piece is going to Japan.
Oh, wonderful.
Mention which
panel.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Part of the narration to the slide tape, the narrator wondered aloud, where would all these children be today if they hadn't been in Hiroshima at that time? What would they be doing?
Thank you.
It brings the experience back again,
yeah. I think what made it worse was not knowing so many of the things that she brought out in that service, how much of that experience and the facts surrounding it just been suppressed.
Yeah, and kept away. I'll come out.
You need music?
Oh, yeah.
You?
No, no. Where?
Under the light.
Seems to be composition, right? I love that one.
Yeah, but we want to hear that one too.
Oh, you will, but that's not a piece.
You have to tell them how you wrote it.
Well, which one? These are two dance tunes. I can only play one, right?
Yeah.
You can do it as a, like,
a medley.
Sweet.
We'll never know.
First one was written about 10 years ago for a couple who was Scottish country dancing here in Madison. They moved to Oklahoma when he graduated. He got a job with an oil company. And many 18th century dance tunes are called A Trip to Someplace. This one is called A Trip to Ponca City. And it's kind of special to me. It's the only one that's mine that's ever been recorded by anybody else. It's on a CD by the harpist Sue Richards. And she's about to publish a book of the tunes on that CD, and she wants to include it in there.
I think she was in Madison about a year ago. She said, is Mike Briggs here tonight? And she looked around the audience. She said, well, then I'm not going to play his piece.
And you were there.
I was there. I was disappointed. I couldn't very well pretend that was him, though.
This is a harp arrangement, though.
He was up dancing.
I'll fix you a copy of this. That's her arrangement for harp, for the piece. Lawrence. And that is Laurie Edelman. who is a professor of sociology.
Oh, a sociologist.
And a professor of law, and I don't know what else he's a professor of, but he's a superb fiddler. And this is a reel that I wrote for her last Monday.
Tell them how.
I don't want to tell them. It was written in a car. Coming back from Stevens Point.
Oh, no.
We're
glad you're here to play it for us, Mike.
Very shaky, wavy music line.
Oh. It's called The Sociologist.
He's a